three fine young men in Babylon with faith and courage full. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who did as they were told. But when an idol, why an art with celebration grand was to be worshipped and adored, they firmly took their stand. The God we serve,
I little bit.
Do me a child of God each day. My life must shine along the way. I'll sing His praise while ages roll. And it's time to help some troubled soul.
Kneel at
cross, Christ will meet you there. Come while we wait for you. Lift his voice, labor then your care, and be in life anew. Near he is at the prayer of the cross. See
strength begins to fail you, and your anger 182.
Proclamators, clap for me. Let me
Stay on me.
266.
There is joy.
number 777.
My latest song is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun. Oh, God, in your hand, heaven around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my.
Oh, say.
in hand.
Sunset
and evening star, and one clear call for me, and may there be no morning bar when I'm put out to sea.
Let's lower the pitch a little bit.
Sunset and evening star,
sorry,
but moving tide asleep, to roll more sound and roll, when the wind stirs from out the deep, turns again to
someone say a number.
601.
601.
No music of heaven is sweeter in measure and purer in every strain than the music of earth, though it fills us with pleasure as thrillingly rolls over. I love the Lord with all my heart. He lives with me each day. His presence is so sweet to me. His will I will obey. Oh, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul and strength and mind. Oh, love the Lord with all your heart. Rich blessings you will find. I love the Lord with all.
to say to us, and then we will pray, and there is snacks for you.
Just a mini sermon here, but I think I got some important information for you. Some of you may already know this about this information that I want to share, but possibly there's somebody here who doesn't. And but some of you who may know of this might be encouraged by the words that I speak, and maybe it'll help you to be clear on some. There are some teachings afloat in our circles that are counter to what I'm going to say. But what I'm going to say is from the Bible. These other teachings are men's excuses to be doing their own thing. And this, now the scripture that I'm thinking of is found in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. And it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." There are a lot of other scriptures in the Bible that tell us very plainly that the Bible, the scriptures, have been God's Spirit moving men of old to write down what He has to say. And there are a lot of scriptures that tell us that we are not to add to those words. We're not to take away from them. We are to be biblicists. Now, back in 1518, something started that has affected us here today. Does anybody know what that is? That was when Zwingli and Conrad Grebel and the Reformers declared to the Catholic Church, sola scriptura. We're going by the Bible, no more, no less. Because the Catholic Church had got all kinds of extra biblical doctrines by that time, still does today. And they experienced a lot of trouble because of this. It was like a very bold statement to make. However, it is a very sensible statement to make, considering what God says, that the Bible is His Word. And we have no business, we have no authority to add to it or take away from it. Now, today, maybe give me a little more in history. Zwingli and Luther, they've seen that for them to do what they were just declaring was going to take away their power. They were like nobles. They were people who had money. They were people who had power in the government. They were very powerful people, and, well, they weren't sure that they were going to go all the way then after all. And I have history that shows letters and things that they wrote back and forth. But the men who stood with Zwingli, Conrad Grebel specifically, is a name that's mentioned very clearly, continued to say sola scriptura. They were very disappointed that Zwingli backed up on what he had said. He laid down some of the very basic principles of what he had stood for. The Conrad Grebel's movement, Zwingli and Luther and Calvin, they were known as the Reformers. Conrad Grebel and Felix Mons were also with that. They were known as the Reformers, and they brought forth the Reformation, which today is known as the Protestant Church, churches. Conrad Grebel, Felix Mons, George Blaurock, and there were some other names, they were what started what is known as the Radical Reformation. They stuck to the Bible, no more and no less. Many or all of those men were, Conrad Grebel was not executed because he died of the plague. But they would have executed him if he wouldn't have died before they got there. Our background. These men were Swiss. These men, some of us, like myself, can trace my ancestors back to that group of people. It didn't take long until the group known as Anabaptists or Rebaptizers, because they believed that a person has to have his own personal faith in the Lord Jesus, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. It did not do for your parents or someone else to declare it for you and baptize you as a baby. You had to be old enough to understand and believe it in your own heart in order for you to be qualified to be baptized. You find that Philip and the eunuch, when eunuch wanted to be baptized, Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, it's necessary that you believe, and your baptism is a reflection of that. Okay. So they were known as Anabaptists or Rebaptizers. There are many people today, and probably 99% of the people in this room would identify with that. But the people today are no longer saying sola scriptura. In fact, there is a teaching going around that says that it was the reformers that said sola scriptura. And indeed they did. However, the men who were with the reformers who continued with sola scriptura were those of the Radical Reformation. And the reformers backed off of that a little bit. They still declared it, but they weren't willing to go by all of what the scripture teaches, because it had some consequences that they didn't like. Well, anyway, today we're talking with people who are Anabaptists. Most of them have added to the Bible. The Bible tells us very plainly that they're asking for confusion. They're asking for it to be destroyed. And you might say, oh, well, we're careful. We have good intentions here. We see it's necessary in our day. Yeah, and Colossians tells us that there is some wisdom in will worship and the doctrines and commandments of men. There is some wisdom there. But it's not of God. What God says is what we should go by. So I'd hope that's some kind of encouragement to you this evening. And you might say, well, no, it don't destroy people. But let me give you a little something. This week, I had a friend of mine met up with a boy, a man, actually, he was 21 years old, who came to him and asked him if there would be some place that he could live for room and board for 3 weeks. And this friend of mine told this young man, come back to me in 2 hours and I'll have an answer for you. He called me in the meantime. Said, would you help this young man with room and board? He says, I think he's Amish. He had a safety yellow shirt on and he didn't look Amish. But he was Amish. I said, yeah, send him around. And he stayed at our house for 3 days, not 3 weeks. This man thought that he understood the Bible. But when he was asked questions, he was lost. They have a Bible in their house. And he thought he understood it. But he didn't seem to understand High German, which is what they read. We put a little test for it. And so we thought we could learn a little something too, but we couldn't really. There are a lot of people, and there are probably people in this room, that have a Bible in their house, and it's collecting dust. Do you read your Bible? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You can't learn what God has to say by letting that Bible sit on the dusty bookshelf. You need to read it. You need to meditate on it. It's the difference between life and death. God wants to bless you. Are we going to let Him? Are we going to reap what He says will happen if we don't listen to what He has to say? I want to encourage you all that we have in this room right here the potential to again have a revival of people who will say sola scriptura. They will believe it and they will live it. And we don't need to be doing it so that we get put down in history so people 500 years from now can say, oh, back there up in Parrishville, New York, there's this great movement started. But you know, it might happen because the need is here today.
Mention the knowledge. You know, we don't go by knowledge, we go by the Spirit.
Very popular statement.
Type of charismatic is another one that's...
Very popular statement being made today. We don't go by knowledge, we go by Jesus. Ever hear that one? Now that's real stupidity. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is knowledge. How can you separate Jesus from knowledge? If you read the Bible, you know that you're to get wisdom with all you're getting. So, don't buy that. That's a watered-down version. That's the excuse to not believe the Bible. To say, we go by Jesus.
And not study.
And not study.
I go by my feelings. So I...
Well, God bless you.
Amen. Let's have a revival. Let's all stand and close with prayer and also thank God for the snacks. Merle, would you lead us in prayer?